Well, this is a very exciting time to be here in Estonia.
On väga põnev aeg siin Eestis olla.
As I understand it, this weekend is one of your significant weekends.
Ma saan aru, et see on üks tähendusrikkaimaid nädalavahetusi teil.
I was reading about Independence Day.
Ma lugesin teie iseseisvuspäeva kohta.
And how important it is as it established you as a nation and your national identity.
Ja kui oluline see oli teie rahvana rajamise juures ja teie identiteedi leidmise juures.
Next weekend in Canada.
Järgmine nädal on Kanadas.
Is Canada Day.
Kanada päev.
It's where we celebrate our coming of age as a nation that was once part of England.
Siis meie tähistame seda päeva kui iseseisvaks rahvaks saamise, kui me tulime nagu Inglismaa võimult välja.
And it's where we celebrate coming as a country of our own.
Kui me tähistame iseenda maaks saamist.
And so these weekends are really important celebrations.
Nii et need on väga olulised päevad.
And they remind us of our context.
Need meenutavad meile meie konteksti või tausta.
You're also Jaanipäev.
Ja meie Jaanipäev.
I had to work on that.
Ma pidin harjutama seda.
But it's St. John Day.
Aga see on siis Jaanipäev, jah. Risti Johannese päev.
I am John.
Mina olen Johannes.
So thank you for celebrating me.
Aitäh minu päeva tähistamast.
But it goes back to a time where the church tried to take over celebrations of pagan rituals.
Selle taust on see, et kuidas kogudus üritas nagu paganlike rituaalide nagu tähestamist üle võtta.
So there, you would light a fire.
Nii et tehti suur lõke.
On the longest day of the year.
Aasta pikemal päeval.
It was a transition in the farming period.
See oli siis talupidamise ajal.
It's from sowing now to looking forward to harvesting.
Ja see oli selle vahepeal, kus sa olid lõpetanud külvamise ja siis hakkasid ootama lõikust.
And they would light a fire to ward off spirits.
Ja siis sa süütasid tule, et nagu eemale tõrjuda vaime.
And hopefully have prosperity in harvest.
Ja loodetavasti saada rikkalikku lõikust.
These are hungers that all human beings seem to have.
See paistab, et on kõikidel inimolenditel selline isu või nälg.
Freedom.
Vabaduse järgi.
Prosperity.
Rikkuse, jõukuse järele.
To have a life that has purpose.
Et sul oleks elu, millel on eesmärk.
And every place you go in the world, these are common themes.
Ja üks kõik kuhu maailma ossa sa lähed, seal on, on tüüpilised teemad.
Seem to be hungers in human hearts.
Inimese südames on selline igatsus.
And you cannot understand the people you are talking to without understanding these celebrations and these hungers.
Ja sa ei mõista inimest, kui sa ei mõista neid igatsusi.
In the New Testament time,
Uue Testamendi ajal,
Jesus came amongst a people.
Jeesus tuli rahva keskele.
They were Jewish people.
See oli juudi rahvas.
Who were under Roman rule.
Kes olid Rooma valitsuse all.
They were people who had a rich history of feasts and festivals.
Neil oli väga rikkalik ajalugu igasugustest pidustustest.
And those feasts and festivals were meant to remind them of certain aspects of God's care for them.
Ja need pidustused pidid neile meenutama sellest, kuidas Jumal hoolib neist.
Somewhere along the way that all got lost.
Aga kuidagi see sisu kadus seal vahepeal.
And they started to develop more and more rules to help them.
Ja nad ikka leiutasid veel rohkem reegleid, et need aitaksid neid nagu.
In the Old Testament they had something called the law.
Vanas testamentis oli seadus.
It was delivered by Moses to God's people.
Ja Mooses tõi selle Jumala rahval.
As a way for them to be reminded that they were God's people.
Selleks, et nad peaksid meeles, et nemad on Jumala rahvas.
And so that they had a way to come to God in a way that pleased his purity.
Ja et nad tuleksid Jumala ette viisil, mis oleks meelepärane ja et nad tema puhtusele.
They were supposed to live in a certain way with each other.
Nad pidid teatud viisil oma vahel elama.
Take care of the widows and the orphans.
Hoolitsema oma leskede ja orbude eest.
Make sure that everybody had something to eat.
Tegema kindlaks, et kõigil oli toit laual.
So you left side pieces to the harvest so that the widows could go and harvest in the corners.
Nii et põllu äärte pealt sa ei lõiganud oma vilja ära, nii et jätsid need siis leskedele ja orbudele, et nemad saaksid oma toitu sealt.
And even when you were sacrificing in order to please God.
Isegi kui sa Jumalale meelepärast ohvrit läksid viima.
You could sacrifice a lamb.
Sa võisid lamba viia sinna ohvrilauale.
But if you couldn't afford that.
Aga kui sa ei suutnud seda teha.
Then it could be a pigeon or a dove.
Siis see võis olla ka tuvi.
And if you couldn't afford that.
Ja kui sa seda ei suutnud.
It could be a little bit of wheat.
Siis võib-olla natukene vilja.
So that everybody could participate.
Nii et iga üks sai midagi tuua.
That's the way it was designed.
See oli lihtsalt nii korraldatud.
But that system was also to remind everybody that all of us needed to be redeemed.
Aga see oli ka selleks, et meenutada meile, et me kõik vajasime lunastust.
All of us.
Kõik.
So Jesus comes to this context and these people.
Nii et kui Jeesus tuli sellesse tausta nende inimeste juurde.
In Matthew the 9th chapter, the 35th verse.
Matteus 9. peatükk, 35. salm.
It says Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease amongst the people.
Ja Jeesus rändas läbi kõik linnad ja külad, õpetades nende synagoogides ja jutustades evangeeliumi kuningriigist ja parandades kõik haigused ja kõik nõtrused.
Now, let's stop for just a moment.
And peatume I want us,
as we look at these passages, to look at it from two perspectives.
Ja vaataks seda kahe nurga alt.
One perspective is this.
Esiteks.
What is God like?
Milline on Jumal?
What is God like?
Milline on Jumal?
We know what God is like by what Jesus is like.
Me teame, milline on Jumal, sest me teame, milline on Jeesus.
Jesus would say, I and the Father are one.
Jeesus ütleb, mina ja isa oleme üks.
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Kui sa oled mind näinud, siis sa oled isa näinud.
It was God's message to us in human form.
See oli Jumala sõnum meile inimese vormis.
All the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily in Jesus Christ.
Nii et kõik see Jumala täius oli siis väljendatud Jeesus ihus.
So we had a picture, a living picture of God's interaction with us.
Nii et meil oli üks elav pilt sellest, kuidas Jumal suhtleb meiega.
So when we look at what Jesus does, it tells us what God does for people.
Nii et kui me vaatame, mida Jeesus teeb, siis me näeme, mida Jumal teeb inimestele või inimestega.
How he feels about people.
Kuidas ta tunneb inimeste suhtes.
How he wants to engage people.
Kuidas ta tahab hõlmata inimesi endaga.
The second perspective that we take from this.
Teine vaatenurk.
If we want to know how we should live.
Kui meie tahame teada, kuidas meie peaksime elama.
How, what it means to live for Christ.
Ja mida tähendab Kristusele elada.
What it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Mis tähendab, et olla Kristuse järgija.
We look at how Jesus acted.
Siis me vaatame, kuidas Jeesus käitus.
How he responded to people.
Kuidas ta suhtles inimestega.
How he said we should respond.
Ja kuidas ta ütles, meie peaksime vastama inimestele.
So we'll keep looking at those two perspectives.
Nii et me vaatame kõik nende kahe nurga alt.
So it says here that he's teaching in the synagogues preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Nii et ta ütles siin, õpetas synagoogides ja jutlustades evangeeliumi kuningriigist.
Gospel, the good news.
Evangeelium, see hea sõnum.
The positive message.
See positiivne sõnum.
He's preaching this.
Ta jutlustas seda.
What was going on at that time?
Mis tol ajal üldse toimus?
For the average person.
Tavalise inimese jaoks.
Well, we know these things.
Me teeme vähemalt seda.
They were under a political system that was of another nation.
Nad olid teise rahva poliitilise süsteemi all.
The Romans ruled the Israelite landscape.
Roomlased valitsisid siis Iisraeli maad.
They controlled many aspects of their life.
Nad kontrollisid nii mõndagi eluala nendel.
And their very presence reminded the people.
Ja nende kohalolu seal meenutas inimestele,
that something was wrong in the way that they related to God.
Et midagi on viltu selles nende suhtes Jumalaga.
Because if they had have been obedient, their thinking was they would have freedom as a nation.
Sest kui nad oleksid sõnakuulelikud Jumalale nii nagu peaks, siis nad oleksid vabad rahvana.
He raised them up as a people in the Old Testament.
Ta kasvatas või tõi nad esile rahvana Vanas Testamendis.
Gave them their own land.
Ta andis neile oma maa.
But he took that land from them.
Aga ta võttis neilt selle maa.
Both by the Assyrians and the Babylonians.
Nii assüürlaste kui ka babyloonlaste läbi.
To remind them they could not neglect his law.
Selleks, et tuletada neile meelde, et nad ei saa vältida tema seadusi.
And then they were able to come back to the land.
Ja siis, kui nad sõna kuulevad, siis et nad saavad tagasi oma maale.
And they built the second temple.
Ja nad ehitasid siis teise templi.
Because the first one had been destroyed.
Kuna esimene hävitati.
But over the years, other nations came in and there was other groups that controlled the country.
Aastate möödudest tuli veel rahvaid sinna sisse ja sinna maale ja teised rahvad kontrollisid nende maad.
But in the Israelite mindset,
aga israelaste mõistuses,
if they had been obedient to God, this would not have happened.
Kui nemad oleksid olnud sõnakuulelikud, siis poleks kõike seda juhtunud.
So every time you saw a Roman,
nii et iga kord, kui sa nägid roomlast,
it reminded you that you were disobedient somehow as a people.
Siis see tuletas sulle meelde, et sa oled olnud sõnakuulmatu rahvana.
Then you would go to the temple.
Siis nad läksid templisse.
And there was 614 rules that you had to keep.
Ja seal oli 614 reeglit, mida seal pidi pidama.
And they had developed more rules around that to make sure you kept those rules.
Ja veel nendele toeks oli veel reegleid leiutatud, et kindlaks teha, et see ka neid pidasid.
So even if you tried to serve God,
et isegi kui sa üritasid Jumala
teenida, you would go up to the temple,
siis sa jõudsid templisse,
and you would have money that had the picture of Caesar on it.
Sul oli käes raha, millel oli keisri pilt.
And you couldn't use that at the temple.
Ja templis seda ei saanud kasutada.
So you had to go to a money changer.
Nii et sa pidid minema raha vahetama.
And give him that money.
Ja andma neile selle raha.
And get special money that was from the temple.
Ja saama eri templi raha.
And then you could use that.
Siis sa said seda seal kasutada.
To buy a special lamb.
Selleks et osta eriline tall.
That also was only used in the temple.
Mida ka ainult templis võis kasutada.
You had to buy these special lambs.
Sa pidid need erilised talled sealt ostma.
Of course at an extra price.
Muidugi ekstra hinna eest jälle.
So that you could worship.
Et sa saaksid Jumalat kummardada.
The whole way it had developed oppressed you.
Ja kõik need reeglid nagu avaldasid survet rahvale.
From serving God.
Selle Jumala teenimises.
And so it's into this context that Jesus comes.
Nii et Jeesus tuli siis sellisesse tausta.
And so the people are feeling like they're far from God.
Nii et kui rahvas tunneb, et nad on Jumalast kaugel.
Their politics tell them that.
Nende poliitika räägib neile seda.
The Roman presence.
See roomlaste kohalolu.
And the way that they worship, they have to go through so much and it only reminds them how they're failing.
Ja kui nad lähevad Jumalat kummardama, siis nad peavad nii palju pisi asju läbi käima enne, kui nad selle nii jõuavad, mis kõik meenutab neile seda, kuidas nad on läbi kukkunud.
And everything suggests that God is far away and displeased.
Ja kõik annab vihjeid sellele, kui kaugel Jumal on.
And into this comes Jesus.
Ja Jeesus tuleb siis sinna keskkonda.
With the good news,
hea sõnumiga,
that God is not against you.
Et Jumal ei ole su vastu.
But he is here amongst you.
Vaid ta on teie keskel.
That as the Father's representative,
ta on isa esindaja,
as God's person on earth,
ta on Jumala inimene siin maa peal.
Jesus was not here to condemn,
ta Jeesus ei olnud siin selleks, et hukka mõista,
but to actually provide a way that every person could come into relationship with God.
Vaid selleks, et tuua inimesteni üks viis, et kuidas inimesed, iga inimene saaks olla suhtes Jumalaga.
And this is his message.
Ja see on tema sõnum.
God is not holding your sins against you.
Jumal ei hoia sinu pattu sinu vastu.
But rather, he is coming to be reconciled to you.
Vaid selle asemel, ta tuleb selleks, et lepitada sind Jumalaga.
that no longer are you under judgment.
Sa ei ole mitte kohtumõistmise all.
But you can be under grace.
Vaid sa võid olla Jumala armu all.
No longer will all of your efforts be fruitless in coming in relationship to God.
Nüüd kõik su püüdlused Jumala juurde jõuda ei ole viljatud.
But because of God's efforts.
Vaid Jumala püüdluste tõttu.
You can freely receive.
Sa saad vabalt selle ühenduse temaga.
And this is the good news of the kingdom.
Ja see on kuningriigi hea sõnum.
And then it says he heals.
Ja siis ta ütleb, ta tervendas.
See, people thought that they were sick and had disease because they were under God's judgment.
Inimesed arvasid, et nad on haiged sellepärast, et nad olid Jumala kohtu all.
Who has sinned? The people would ask, is it this man or his parents?
Ja siis nad küsisid, et kes on pattu teinud, kas on see inimene või tema vanemad?
You're sick because you're under God's judgment.
Sa oled haige sellepärast, et Jumal on kohutuse üle mõistnud.
But as a tangible presentation of the good news.
Aga käega kasutava hea sõnumina.
Jesus would glorify the Father by actually healing people and saying, God's not against you, he is your healer.
Jeesus tervendas inimesi, ütles, et Jumal ei ole su vastu, ta on su tervendaja.
He is your source of life.
Ta on su eluallikas.
Where this earth and the enemy gives death.
Kus see maa ja vaenlane toob sulle surma.
Jesus would say, all that come to me, I will give life.
Ja Jeesus ütles, kõik, kes tulevad minu juurde, ma annan neile elu.
What is the Father like? What is God like?
Milline on isa? Milline on Jumal?
He is not against you.
Ta ei ole su vastu.
But he wants to come to you in Jesus Christ.
Aga ta tahab Jeesus läbi sinuni tulla.
And give you life.
Ja anda sulle elu.
And from the other side, what is our responsibility as the people of God?
Ja teise poolt, mis on meie vastutus või kohustus Jumala rahvana?
We offer good news.
Meie pakume head sõnumit.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
Has come to this earth.
Ta on tulnud siia selleks.
Not to condemn you.
Et mitte sind hukka mõista.
But to give you life.
Vaid selleks, et sulle elu tuua.
Not to remind you of how sinful you are.
Mitte selleks, et meenutada, kui patune sa oled.
But to remind you that there is one who will take away your sin.
Vaid meenutada, et on keegi, kes saab sinu patu ära võtta.
Not to tell you that you're hopeless.
Mitte öelda sulle, et sa oled lootusetu.
But to offer you hope and the promise of a new life.
Vaid pakkuda sulle lootust ja uue elu lootust ka.
And this is good news.
Ja see on hea sõnum.
Anywhere in the world.
Ükskõik, kus sa oled maailmas.
In Canada.
Kanadas.
And I think
ja ma arvan, in Estonia. Ka Eestis.
So he's, this is where it starts.
Nii et siit saab kõik alguse.
And then it goes on, it says, but when he saw the multitudes.
Ja edasi lugedes rahva hulka nähes.
When he saw the people.
Kui ta nägi seda rahvast.
Now there's two ways we see people.
See on kaks viisi, kuidas sa võid näha inimesi.
I can see Kaja.
Ma näen Kaja.
I see physically who she is.
Ma näen, milline ta füüsiliselt on.
But there's another level of seeing.
Aga on ka üks teine tase, kuidas sa võid inimest näha.
It's a level of understanding.
See on üks mõistmise tase.
And when it says here, he saw the multitudes.
Kui ta nägi rahva hulki, siin ütles.
It has the idea he saw and understood.
Siis siin mõeldakse, et ta nägi ja mõistis neid.
He didn't just see a bunch of faces.
Et ta ei näinud lihtsalt ühte hulka nägusid.
He saw below the surface.
Ta nägi sinna pinnase alla nagu.
And what did he see?
Mida ta nägi siis?
It says he saw that they were harassed and helpless.
Siis ta nägi, et neid oli nagu hirmutatud ja nad olid abitud.
Like sheep without a shepherd.
Nagu karjased ilma karjaset. Või tähendab, yeah. Lambad ilma karjaseta.
So the idea of this is they were people that were worn out.
Nii et asja mõte on selles, et nad olid kurnatud.
And beat up.
Ja nagu peksa saanud.
Worn out and beat up.
Nii et täiesti kurnatud ja nagu peksa saanud.
And people that were directionless, they had no shepherd.
Inimesed, kes on täiesti igasugusel suuna tajuta, kellel ei olnud karjast.
Sheep are very interesting.
Lambad on väga huvitavad.
They will do the same thing over and over and over and over again, even if it produces nothing.
Korduvalt ja korduvalt sama asja, isegi kui see mitte midagi ei muuda.
They will eat the same patch of grass until there's no grass, no roots, no nothing left.
Nad söövad ühe lapi pealt seda rohtu, isegi kui ei ole enam juuri ega midagi järgi.
Even if there's another patch of grass over there.
Kuigi kui seal on täiesti värske rohulapp.
They will follow the same trail.
Nad teevad kogu aeg lähevad sama rada mööda.
Unless the shepherd takes them a different direction.
Kui just karjane neid kuskile mujale ei suuna.
Do you see people all around you that do the same things over and over and over and over again?
Kas sa näed enda ümber inimesi, kes teevad sama asja korduvalt, korduvalt, korduvalt?
Hoping for a different result.
Lootes, et tuleb mingi teine tulemus.
Do you see them as harassed and helpless?
Kas sa näed, et nad on hirmunud või abitud?
They have no one to give them direction.
Neil ei ole kedagi, kes neid juhendada võiks.
So they do the best they can.
Nii, et nad teevad lihtsalt parima, mis nad oskavad.
They work trying to make enough money.
Nad teevad tööd, üritades piisavalt teenida.
And hoping that by working and working and working, somehow life will have purpose.
Ja lootes, et kui nad kõvasti tööd teevad, et siis kuidagi nad leiavad elu eesmärgi.
Maybe they drink every Friday night to themselves into a stupor.
Võibolla nad iga reede õhtul joovad ennast laua alla.
Hoping that somehow it'll take the pain away.
Lootes, et kuidagi see valu kaob.
Do you see them as people who go from relationship to relationship to relationship, hoping that somehow they'll find love somewhere?
Inimesed käivad suhtesse edasi, lootes, et üks päev nad leiavad armastuse.
Do you see them as people under God's judgment or people who God is interested in?
Kas sa näed neid inimestena, kes on Jumala kohtu all või inimestena, keda Jumal armastab?
What do you see?
Mida sa näed?
Do you see that underneath all of the veneer, all of the shiny outside?
Kas sa näed, et kogu selle särava välimuse all?
All the nice cars.
Kõikide nende ilusate autode taga.
All the nice, not so nice cars.
Ja mitte ka nii ilusate autode taga.
All of the no cars.
Ja võib-olla ilma autode üldse.
That people are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
Et inimesed on hirmunud ja abitud, just nagu lambad ilma karjaseta.
That's what Jesus saw.
Seda nägi Jeesus.
What do you see?
Mida sina näed?
And it says, and he was moved with compassion.
Ja siin öeldi, et ta nagu süda, ta oli liigutatud ja südamest.
He felt a deep concern and care about them.
Ta sügavalt hoolis nendest.
And that compassion moved him.
Ja see kaastunne liigutas teda.
This word compassion.
See kaastunne, see sõna.
Is used over and over and over again to describe Jesus' response to people in difficult circumstance.
Seda on korduvalt ja korduvalt kasutatud inimeste kohta, kellel on rasked olukorrad.
So when he sees there's a story told of a servant who owed about 10,000 years wages.
Siis üks lugu jutustati ühest teenijast või sulasest, kes on võlgu 10,000 aasta palga.
So there's a man who is a servant of the master and he comes to the master and says, I'd ask you to forgive me.
Nii et sulane tuleb oma bossi juurde ja ütleb, ma palun, et sa andestaksid mulle.
10,000 years wages.
Või annaksid nagu mu võla vabaks, mu 10,000 aasta võla.
It's a lot of money.
See on üsna palju raha.
So just whatever you make in a year, multiply that by 10,000.
Nii et kui palju sa iganes aastas teenid, korruta see siis 10,000-ga. Niuke võlg.
And it says, the master was moved with compassion.
Ja siis öeldi see ülemus, ta süda kaastundes oli liigutatud.
And forgave.
Ja ta andestas talle selle, või andis talle võla vabaks, võlast vabaks.
When he sees a woman,
kui ta nägi,
or a woman who lost her son, a widow who lost her son.
Ühte leske, kes kaotas oma poja.
It says Jesus was moved with compassion.
Jällegi Jeesuse süda oli liigutatud kaastundes.
And healed and resurrected this young man.
Ja ta äratas surnust üles selle noormehe.
So that this widow would not be left on her own.
Et see lesk ei jääks täiesti üksi.
Over and over again, when people are harassed and helpless.
Korduvalt jällegi, kui inimesed on hirmunud ja abitud.
It says that Jesus is moved with compassion.
Öeldakse, et Jeesuse süda oli liigutatud kaastundes.
So what's your emotion when you see people that are harassed and helpless?
Mis on sinu, mida sinu süda tunneb, kui sa näed inimesi, kes on hirmunud ja abitud?
Do we feel the compassion of God?
Kas me tunneme ka Jumala seda kaastunnet?
Do we feel the mercy and grace of God flowing in our life towards them?
Kas me tunneme Jumala armu ja halastust voolamas meie läbi nende poole?
Because that's the response of Jesus.
Sest see on Jeesuse reaktsioon sellele.
That's the response of God to the people.
See on, kuidas Jumal reageerib inimeste valule.
And we too.
Ja ka meie.
Need to ask, what is our response to the people?
Peame küsima, mis on meie nagu reaktsioon või meie vastus nende inimestele.
So he's moved with compassion.
Nii et ta süda oli liigutatust kaastundes.
Then he says to the disciples.
Ja siis ta ütleb jüngritele.
The harvest is truly is plentiful.
Lõikust on palju.
But the laborers are few.
Töötegijaid aga vähe.
Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
Paluge siis lõikuse issandat, et ta saadaks töötegijaid välja oma lõikusele.
The way this sentence is constructed, it really says this.
See viis, kuidas see laus on kokku pandud, ütleb seda.
There is much harvest out there.
Väga palju on lõikust väljas.
But those that are actually working are few.
Aga need, kes tegelikult tööd teevad, neid on vähe.
Lots of people hanging around.
Palju inimesi lihtsalt on seal kohal.
But those that are actually working hard.
Aga need, kes kõvasti tööd teevad,
are few.
Neid on vähe.
Now, if that was where it ended, we might think, so what we need to do is we need to badger the people.
Nii et kui see asi lõpeks siin, siis me võiks mõelda, et me peame lihtsalt inimestele peale käima.
To work harder.
Et nad kõvemini tööd teeks.
You need to work harder.
Sina pead kõvemini vaeva nägema.
I need to work harder.
Mina ka.
But that's not what it says.
Aga seda ei räägita siin, mitte.
It says, pray to the Lord of the harvest.
Siin öeldakse, paluge lõikuse issandat.
That he'll send out laborers.
Et ta saadaks välja töötegijaid.
It says, start with prayer.
Ta ütles, alustage palvest.
That seems strange to me.
Ja see paistab vähe imelik.
Wouldn't you start with working?
Kas sa ei hakkaks mida tööd tegema?
If you're a farmer, you look out at the field.
Kui sa oled talumees, sa vaatad oma põldu.
And it's time to pick the fruit.
Ja on aeg lõikuseks.
You don't say, well, if you see it, you go and start picking it.
Sa näed, et see on valmis, sa lähed tööle ja korjad või lõikad.
But he says, no, stop and pray.
Aga siin öeldi, peatuge ja palvetage.
Now why?
Miks?
Let me suggest some reasons.
Las ma toon esile mõned põhjused.
I think one of the reasons.
Ma arvan, üks põhjustest.
Is that prayer puts us in the right position to actually represent the master.
Palve paneb meid õigesse olukorda selleks, et me saaksime esindada issandat.
Prayer starts off with a humble stance.
Palve algab alandlikkusest.
Prayer by its very nature.
Oma loomuse poolest palve.
Means that we are dependent on God's work, not our own.
Tähendab, et me oleme sõltuvad Jumala tööst, mitte enda tööst.
I'm dependent on you, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to work.
Ma olen sõltuv sinust, issand, ja ma palun sind, issand, et sina töötaksid.
It sets our minds on things above.
See paneme mõtted üle asjadele, mis on üleval.
Because it is possible to do God's work.
Sest on võimalik teha Jumala tööd.
Without God's heart.
Ilma Jumala südameta.
Without God's presence.
Ja tema kohaloluta.
You can just go and pick fruit.
Sa võid lihtsalt minna ja korjata, lõigata.
Without ever experiencing the compassion of Christ.
Ja sa kunagi ei tunne seda Kristuse kaastunnet oma südames.
Without ever experiencing that stance of humility.
Sa ei tunne seda alandlikkust endas.
Which is actually the way that we are empowered by the Spirit.
Ja see on tegelikult see, mis nagu annab meile seda väge, vaimu väge.
John would describe it this way, using the words of Jesus, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Johannes kirjeldas seda nii, et ilma minuta te ei suuda midagi.
Abide in me.
Olge minus.
Live in me.
Jääge minusse ja elage minus.
And prayer is the starting point for that.
Ja palve on selle kõige algus.
And it also puts us in a position where we can hear the voice of God.
Ja see paneb meid ka kohta, kus me saame kuulata Jumala häält.
So as we're praying for God to send out laborers.
Et kui me palume Jumalat, et ta töötegijad välja saadaks.
We hear his voice.
Siis me kuuleme tema häält.
Which says, "Oh, you want me to send out laborers? What about you?"
Ja me kuuleme tema häält ja siis ta ütleb, et sa tahad, et ma saadan töötegijad välja, aga sina?
Here's what I'd like you to do.
Ma tahan, et sa teed seda.
Here's my strength to do what I want you to do.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid seda.
And so that as you go, you will have the strength and power of the Spirit.
Siin ma annan sulle jõudu ja väge seda teha.
So you become the answer to the prayer that you have.
Nii et sinus saab vastus sellele palvele, mida sa oled palunud.
But you answer it with the strength and power of God's Spirit.
Aga sa oled vastus selle Jumala väega.
Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll send out workers.
Paluge lõikus issandat, et ta töötegijad välja saadaks.
See the harvest.
Näed lõikust.
See the crowds, they're harassed and helpless.
Näed rahva hulki, kes on hirmunud ja abitud.
Feel the compassion of the living God.
Tunne seda elava Jumala kaastunnet.
For all of those people that you brush shoulders with day by day.
Kõikidele nende inimestele, kellega sa õlgelakarval käid iga päev.
And be a messenger of the good news.
Ja ole selle hea sõnumi saadik.
That God no longer is against us.
Et Jumal ei ole meie vastu enam.
Counting our sins against us.
Et Jumal ei hoia sinu patte sinu vastu.
But has a future and a hope and his presence can be with us every day.
Vaid ta on meile pakkunud tuleviku ja lootust ja ta tahab meiega olla iga päev.
This is good news.
See on hea sõnum.
And you are messengers of it.
Ja te olete selle sõnumi saadikud.
You can represent the compassion of Christ.
Te võite esindada seda Kristuse kaastunnet.
You can see things with the eyes of God.
Te võite näha asju Kristuse või Jumala silmade läbi.
And as you pray, you can experience God's call to work on his behalf.
Ja kui te palvetate, siis te võite tunda seda Jumala kutset, et tema
in a way that represents him well. In a way that represents him well.
Viisil, mis teda hästi esindab.
Let's pray.
Palvetame.
Lord, I know that amongst us this day,
Issa, ma tean, et meie keskel täna,
there will be people that feel a bit harassed and a bit helpless.
On inimesi, kes tunnevad hirmununa ja abituna.
And it sometimes feels like they're just going through life doing the same things over and over again without much purpose or without much joy.
Ja nad teevad korduvalt ja korduvalt samu asju ja neil ei ole lootust.
Jesus, Messiah, Shepherd of our souls.
Jeesus Messias, meie hinge karjane.
Would you come close to these people this day?
Ma palun, et sa tuleksid ja oleksid nendele inimestele täna lähedal.
And speak good news to their heart.
Ja räägiksid head sõnumit nende südamesse.
That there is forgiveness.
Et on olemas andestus.
That there is joy and peace in you.
Ja rõõm ja rahu sinus.
And that despite everything that this world can throw at you.
Ja sõltumata sellest, mis maailm sinu ette viskab.
That he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ask or even think.
Jumal võib teha üle kõige selle, mida me üldsegi loota või unistada võime.
According to his incredible riches in Christ Jesus.
Tema rikkuste tõttu Kristuses Jeesuses.
You are more than able.
Sa oled võime, rohkem kui võimeline selleks.
Minister to your people today.
Teeni oma rahvast täna.
Let them experience your grace afresh.
Ma palun, et nad võiksid tunda sinu armu jällegi, sinu lootust ja armu.
So that as we go into this world,
nii et kui me siia maailma lähme,
that we might, having experienced your grace,
siis me oleme kogenud sinu armu,
having experienced your love,
ja sinu armastust,
having experienced your forgiveness,
ja sinu andestust,
having experienced what it means to be transformed,
ja olles kogenud, mis tähendab olla muudetud.
We are able to present that as good news and see people that need it as well.
Me oleme, võime tuua seda hea sõnumina ja näidata seda inimestele.
We pray for laborers.
Me palume töötegijate pärast.
In the field.
Lõikusele.
We pray for them, Lord.
Me palume nende eest.
Start with us.
Palun alusta meist.
In Christ's name, amen.
Kristuse nimel, amen.